Blog Talk Radio.
Tap that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Tap that talent.
Tap that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Tap that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Alafia, greetings Anhotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. And it's good to be back. And I'd like to say hello and Abari Gani to all of my family. And we have a great show for you coming on this evening. We are going to be speaking on the topic of everything I ever wanted to know I learned in the social studies class. And today's topic will be about human rights. We're going to be discussing human rights, not just for the youth, but for everyone. So parents, if you're in the room, please do come by and please do formalize your questions and answers. Human rights. First of all, let's try to define what human rights are. Everyone has human rights, and as you know, we talked about you have inalienable human rights. And with your inalienable human rights, we want you to know that you can basically depend on these human rights because you were born with them. But before we get started, I'd like to also say we have a guest this evening, and her name is Michelle Brown. And as you notice, I put Michelle Brown's brother is James Brown. And this is not the same James Brown that says, I feel good, but another James Brown who happens to be a teacher. And another James Brown brother who happens to be a teacher. And also Mrs. Michelle Brown is a teacher as well. And we're going to be talking about the things that happen to us that are inhumane and that can cause us to lose our human rights. And if it can happen to a teacher, you know it can happen to any other professional. Now, all of you have had your human rights violated before, I'm sure, but you just didn't know what to do about it, where to start. Someone took away your right to have due process. Someone took away your right to be able to formalize your side of the story. Someone misrepresented you or unidentified you and a mistaken identity. Now, this evening, Mrs. Brown is going to be talking about her situation when she was misrepresented because of an unidentified person who they mistaken her for, and the brutal behavior that she went through on account of someone violating her human rights. Now, Mrs. Brown comes from Detroit, Michigan, by way of Chicago, Illinois, and she is currently making her way towards finding residency in the area and state of Indiana. She is a school teacher, a longtime school teacher of Illinois. However, she's also worked in the area of real estate. Now, Mrs. Brown is a contra piano player. She loves music. She also enjoys creativity and sewing as a seamstress and a creative right side brain learner, meaning that she is creative and she is trying to maintain her sanity without getting frustrated and going off on someone because of her human rights being violated. I would like to introduce Mrs. Brown to you. Without any further ado, I'd like to bring her on to have her talk to you and tell her own story about how she had to endure and because of a mistaken identity and how her human rights was taken away. Now, I'm going to bring Mrs. Brown on. Hold tight, and we'll bring her right into the atmosphere.
Good evening. I'm just here to discuss the situation that occurred this almost 2 weeks ago, Thursday, July the 31st, 2014. Me and my brother obtained a lease from the Summerwood apartment complex in Miraville, Indiana, off Route 30. And we obtained this lease in May, And we noticed some harassment in the buildings from teenagers that were blocking the stairwells and blocking the stairway and making little comments. And we noticed them following us and waiting for us outside of our apartment. At that point, I felt that management needed to know that that behavior is not appropriate, and I did go to management. The management leasing consultant told me that it's very rough to live here. She told me there are a lot of unruly children, and that you probably should have called the police on that situation as opposed to going to management. Well, I didn't feel the need to contact the police because I had just moved to this region, and I felt that since it happened on the apartment complex and on the Summerwood property, that the management, the parents, and myself could ameliorate the situation. I didn't feel that I needed to bring in police to a private property when this is something that I felt that could have been ameliorated. Again, it could have been resolved through the parents, management, and myself. To make a long story short, I did end up writing a complaint to management of the inappropriate behavior. And the next day, me and my brother, when we came into the apartment complex, there was a man who was waiting for us on the third floor who claimed to be the parents of these children who loiter in the building and harass, name call, and block the stairwells and prevent residents from entering and exiting the building. And he said to my brother, he said, "I want to talk to the man. I don't want to talk to the woman. I want to talk to the man, man to man. Why did you call the police on my children?" And my brother said, "Good evening, sir." And he just shook his hand and he kind of paused because he didn't say anything else after that. And I interceded. I said, "I know you don't want to talk to me because I'm a woman, but we both live here together and we've experienced the same things. Sir, I would appreciate if you could keep your children away from us because they stalk, they wait for us outside of our apartment, they name call, and they block the stairwells and the stairways. And I don't think that's really necessary because we can all be able to get along in this apartment complex." Well, he told me, he denied everything. He says, "Children don't stalk. They don't do anything like that." And I said, "Well, sir, you're not there when they do this. They stalk. They do all these things. And please keep your children away from us. We don't have to. We never called the police on you. Only thing we did was went to the management to discuss the inappropriate behavior, but we never contacted the police on you. Because I think that we should be able, as adults, to be able to get along and to be able to ameliorate this among ourselves since it took place here." Well, he was in denial about it, and he kind of walked away, and he huffed and puffed. And I went back into the room, into our apartment. About 5 or 6 minutes later, maybe 5 to 8 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. I thought it was the same gentleman. My brother answered the door, and it was the Maryville Police Department. My brother answered the door, and he told me he greeted the gentleman, the officers. The officers didn't acknowledge his greeting. They said, "Who are you?" And he answered and told them who he was, and he offered them his ID and information. He was very compliant with all the questions that he asked. Then he called me to the door and said the officer would like to talk to me. So I really didn't feel like, I was very tired because it was after 10 o'clock, but I went ahead and peeped my head out the door to the officers. I greeted them. I said, "Good evening, officers. How are you doing?" And no one acknowledged my greeting. They said, "Do you live here?" I said, "Yes, I do live here." And they said, "What is your name?" I said, "Well, my name is Michelle Brown, and this is my brother, and I live here." And he said, "Are you Michelle Brown from Texas?" And I said, "Well, I'm not from Texas. I'm originally from Illinois, but I've lived in Michigan for the last decade, Detroit, Michigan." I said, "I never lived in Texas." They said, "Well, there's a woman named Michelle Brown in Texas who's been harassing children, and you're lying to us. You must have come all the way up to Indiana to harass children here." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, you're mistaken, officer." I said, "Because, again, I never lived in Texas, and I don't harass children. Matter of fact, I've written a police report, not police report, I've written a management report to explain to them to try to ameliorate the bad behavior that we've been experiencing from the children loitering and blocking the stairwells and the stairways in the apartment and stalking." And that's the only thing that I had done, so it's just the reverse. So somebody is probably...